Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. And you're in touch with Wiggins World of Wellness. And this is radio the way it should be heard. I'll tell you what, welcome to the new year, 2019. Wow. Got to say that a few times just to get used to it. 2019. Well, welcome. This is Wiggins World of Wellness, and we're in pursuit of wellness. Actually, my mantra is optimal wellness. And so I cover so many topics. I cover stuff that may even not seem to be direct correlation. Today will be a direct correlation, the topic we cover today. Because the topic is, what's the topic, Stacey? Fighting the funk. Are you killing yourself? Yeah, in our quest to become clean, in our quest to have hygiene, what are the things that we're doing, and are they a benefit, or are they not so good for us? So that's what we're going to get into. But let me give you a little backstory to this. Being in pursuit of optimal wellness, there's many things that you have to consider. And one is your environment. Is it clean? And now, just recently, we talked about, I brought up the topic, and we're going to go into that in another podcast, much more deeper, about your environmental, your e-smog, the amount of radio frequencies that are in the air. You can't see them, can't taste them, can't feel them, but some people do feel them. And it's creating great harm in our current culture. So we'll cover that more and more extensively in the future. But something that we can deal with today, that we can cover today and make great changes today, is how we go about cleansing ourselves. How we go about using soaps, powders, wash, hair wash, skin wash, kitchen cleansing products, the whole gamut, you know, the toilet cleansing products. What are they doing to us when we use them? We need to think about this, because we're so concerned oftentimes about how the food I'm eating, is it clean or is it organic? Can I afford organic? We're concerned about maybe other things as well. Am I exercising? Am I putting in my 3 times a week, or am I an everyday kind of person who exercises every day? What are some of the things that I am doing to help support my health, this lifestyle we're looking to be optimal wellness? Well, you have to, like I said earlier, observe all avenues of your life and what comes in contact to your life. And so let's get right to it. Now, we're talking about what comes in contact to your life is something that you are constantly in contact with. What is that, Stacey? It's your clothes. It's your clothes. You are, unless you're in a place where you can be naked, and I do not know of anyone who is. As a matter of fact, I pose this question to you. How many minutes, or is it even seconds a day, are you naked? How often, how long of a duration are you totally without clothes? No hat, no socks, no shoes, no pants, no underwear. Naked, just bare naked. I just want you to think about that, because I thought about it. And it ain't many. It might not even be minutes per day that my body gets fresh air, open air. My body's not covered. The rest of my life, it's covered. I'm either under sheets, or I got clothes on me. I got coats on me. So all this really is coming to an impact from our natural state of being. Part of our natural state of being is having our skin open and exposed, breathing in exchange with the environment, not closed, not shut down, and certainly not enclosed and highly exposed to toxins. But that's what we're at. That's what we're doing. We are on a constant basis exposing ourselves to something we can do something about. We clearly can right this wrong. And one thing I really, really absolutely love about this podcast, this station, the K&E, the brothers that run Talktainment Radio, is that we are free to discuss. We are free to talk about whatever's on our mind. We do not have influencers. We do not have corporate heads that are saying, okay, you can talk about this or you can't talk about this. So, in other words, you're not going to get this type of information on media, on your regular TV stations. You're not going to get this kind of information, certainly by the sponsors who pretty much put TV in front of your face. What sponsors am I talking about? How about P&G, Procter and Gamble? Remember quite a while ago, 2 years, 2 years, 3 years? Well, there was a big news media uproar about Johnson & Johnson with the powder, well, talcum powder, and that they have known for years and years that talcum powder is not really a safe product to have on your body. And the information was covered, and there's a couple lawsuits because people became sick, if not died, from the exposure of talcum powder all the time. So clearly there has been a record, and this record is pretty damning on the big corporations as to the information that you are getting and the information that really needs to be heard. So the big deal is you're not getting the information. You do not know the fact that what you do on a daily basis, or how often you wear your clothes and wash your clothes, that you are having a big impact on your own health. Not only are you having a big impact on your own health, but you're having a huge impact on the environment. So not only are you affecting yourself, but you're affecting others. You're affecting the little fishies in the sea. You're affecting the whole earth biosphere of life by using some of these products. So it's a big deal. It's a big, big deal. And now time to tell them myself. I love to smell good, you know, and I thought that smelling good was having your clothes smell fresh. And in order to have my clothes smell fresh, I used, I don't know if I should use any product names, but fabric softeners. And they softened your fabrics, but they also made them smell fresh. Part of the challenge that I had was, still have, is that when I work out so often, some of the clothes don't get washed, so they kind of leave in the corner, and then after a while, they create some bacteria, and they don't smell good anymore, so you try to make them smell good again. Well, otherwise, you could have just used other detergents, or if they're that bad, you throw them away, and you don't do it again. So, by choosing making your choices of how you clean yourself, your clothes, and your environment is a huge impact. You wouldn't think so, but once I share some of this information that I listened to someone else's podcast, it really motivated me to not only change my way of cleaning things and my laundry practices, but I'm inspired. I'm passion for others to get this too, because it's an easy thing to do. Just by making these choices and by switching the purchases from what you're currently buying right now, and then buying something that is much more earth-friendly, much more, let's just say, basically clean products. Because if you can't digest the product, if you know they say that if you can't put a lotion on your skin that you can't put in your mouth, you shouldn't be putting it on your skin. It's the same as hell true with if you can't wear and the chemicals that come in contact with your body and the clothes you're using, and if you are ingesting them through your skin, it's not safe. Even if you were to use a Tide, what is that, those pods. Now we have pods for different dishwashing and laundry washing things. So I am going to let you hear this podcast that I heard. and then I'll come back and we'll finish, we'll tie it up.
But the typical laundry detergent is absolutely toxic. And your laundry room is quite possibly the most toxic room in your house. It gives, if you have a garage, it gives the garage a run for its money. So let's talk about this a little bit. This is from an article published on a website called branchbasics.com. Have you ever walked around your neighborhood and noticed that fresh smell of someone doing laundry? Bad news. When you breathe in that clean, quote, familiar scent, you're actually getting a lungful of toxic chemicals. Is laundry detergent toxic? When scented laundry detergents and fabric softeners are used, dryer vents emit more than 25 volatile organic compounds per load, many of which are classified as hazardous air pollutants. If the dryer vent is blocked, or if it doesn't vent to the outside, then the indoor air pollution skyrockets when the dryer is in use. If the vent is not blocked to the outdoors, then the air in your neighborhood ends up getting polluted with VOCs, volatile organic compounds. So the truth is those laundry chemicals you use impact the air quality in your house, your home, and even in the outdoor air around your home. It's only a small amount of detergent, right? Since the average family in the United States washes about 80 pounds of laundry a week with 1/2 cup of detergent per load, an average of 4 cups of detergent per home ends up in the waterways and affecting air quality each week. Each piece of laundry you pull out of the washing machine contains toxic residues from detergents, which not only linger in the fabric, but run off and are absorbed by your skin. Conventional detergents are comprised of a concoction of fragrances, endocrine disruptors, neurotoxins, and potent cancer-causing chemicals. Most detergents have signature fragrances, which are designed to impregnate and stay in clothes. That's not natural. The unscented versions add masking chemicals which simply cover up the fragrance with another chemical. Your laundry room may well be the most toxic room in your home once these chemicals become airborne when washing and drying your clothes. This is a major problem in light of the fact that scientists are directly linking the alarming rise of degenerative disease in America to exposure to chemicals in our homes and workplaces. I'm going to repeat that. Scientists are directly linking the alarming rise of degenerative diseases in America to exposure to chemicals in our homes and workplaces. So, there is an alarming rise in degenerative diseases, and scientists are linking that alarming rise to exposure to toxic chemicals in our homes, with laundry soap being one of the primary sources. Consider that the American Cancer Society, that highly conservative organization that's designed to take your money, states that today, 2018, 1 in 3 men and 1 in 2 women will have cancer in their lifetime. After accidents, cancer is now the second leading cause of death in children. You repeat that. Cancer is now the second leading cause of death in children, and exposure to chemicals in our homes is a leading factor. Now, why aren't we learning this? Why aren't we hearing this about this every day? Well, it's obvious. Procter & Gamble basically owns television. Johnson & Johnson practically owns television. They are not going to tolerate this information being put on television or radio or the newspaper or magazines. That is never going to happen. So I'm going to continue to taking a look at the products we use is a first step to reducing our exposures to these chemicals. All laundry detergent ingredients can potentially be absorbed through the skin or breathed in through the nose, as well as passed down the drain to damage aquatic life in our waterways. Since government agencies do not regulate harmful chemicals in cleaning products, let me repeat that, no government agency regulates the chemicals in cleaning products, it is time to open our eyes to toxic blind spots and start making healthier choices. We have the power to remove products with harmful ingredients from our homes. This is a simple one to fix. We can't shut down the coal plant, can't shut down the nuclear power plant, can't shut down the chemical factory, but we can stop bringing toxic chemicals into our homes, coating our clothes in them, and then putting those toxin-soaked clothes on our skin. We can do that. We can stop doing that right now. So take charge, protect your family, and make a commitment to only bring in health-promoting products. So how did we get here? Prior to World War I, people around the world used pure soap to do their laundry. So that would be, depending on how old you are, your grandparents or your great-grandparents, or if you're really young, your great-great-grandparents, people who did not have cancer at the rate we have it today. In 1916, driven by the war-related shortages of fats and oils, Germany, the land of chemicals, developed the first synthetic detergent to be used for laundry and dishwashing. In the United States, efforts to create detergents for household use by companies like Procter & Gamble started in the early 1930s. Detergents did not start to displace soap in the U.S. until the end of World War II, when, like in Germany in World War I, the fats and oils in soap making were in short supply. These fats and oils were more useful for manufacturing explosives. This is another cost to the war economy. So we went from healthy, non-toxic ingredients to clean our clothes to highly toxic, cancer-causing ingredients to clean our clothes. Why? Because we needed the fats and oils to build bombs. Scientists at that time discovered that they could make thousands of petrochemicals, synthetic chemicals derived from petroleum, that could be used to replace natural ingredients. After the war, many factories were converted for civilian use, and a petroleum-based chemical, tetrapropylene, was used in the creation of laundry detergents. By the 1950s, detergents almost completely replaced soap as the first choice in America for doing laundry. Most detergents available today are loaded with harmful petrochemicals and are undermining our health. Now, when did cancer start taking off? You can look at the chart. Someone put the foot on their gas starting in the 1950s, and it's been accelerating ever since. Just detergent? No. But the use of petrochemicals in everyday products is when the acceleration of cancer began. Reading labels does not have to be complicated. Look for the words caution, warning, or danger on the box or bottle. These words, especially warning and danger, are a giveaway that there are potential toxic chemicals in the product. It's best to simply remove the product from your home. Also, look for common precautionary statements like eye, skin, or lung irritant. For the most part, these precautionary labels signal the presence of toxic chemicals. If in doubt, get them out. So it's really kind of a code. They say, well, you know, if you get it in your eyes or get it in your lungs, might on your skin, it might irritate you. That's code for this stuff is poison. By the way, as a sidebar, next time you're at the post office, look at the poster in the post office that tells you what you're not allowed to ship. You're not allowed to ship perfume. You're not allowed to ship paint. There's a lot of things you can't ship. Why? Because they're hazardous to postal employees. Why? Because they're really toxins. Anyway, let's go on. Dig deeper to be in the know. We pulled together a glossary of toxic red flags that are commonly found in laundry detergents and fabric softeners. Not only are these chemicals potentially damaging, not potentially, they are damaging to your health, they are also contaminating waterways and harming the environment. Hey, I care about the environment as much as anybody else, but let's get real here. If you're putting something on your skin that's causing neurodegenerative diseases or cancer, that's the focus. And the interesting thing is once you stop poisoning yourself, you're automatically going to stop poisoning the environment. Also, this is very important. Remember, the single word fragrance in any ingredient list, that includes perfume and cosmetics, can include over 1,000 different ingredients. Manufacturers of cosmetics and cleaning products are allowed to hide certain substances under the umbrella of fragrance. So fragrance doesn't mean some, you know, they went out and they picked a flower and threw it in the vat. Okay. So synthetic fragrances. Fragrance is mentioned first because hundreds of synthetic chemicals are hidden in, quote, trade secret, unquote, fragrance recipes that do not have to be disclosed or tested. Okay? So anytime you see the word fragrance, it is a block from you knowing what the actual chemical is, and you can be sure that that chemical has never been tested. According to the Environmental Working Group, which is a great organization, EWG, fragrances are considered to be among the top five allergens and can trigger asthma attacks. And that's just the beginning. Testing by EWG also revealed that 75% of, quote, fragrances contain phthalates. Phthalates have been linked to diabetes, obesity, and other hormone disruption diseases which affect both development and fertility. So imagine you're cleaning clothes for a baby in this toxic waste, and then those clothes are put wrapped around that baby, and he or she is absorbing that stuff 24/7. This, not in this article, by the way. Something you have to use your own imagination to think about. Is it any wonder that kids are getting sicker and sicker and sicker, that chronic disease among the young is skyrocketing? Mount Sinai Hospital Children's Environmental Health Center has linked exposure to synthetic fragrance in first and third trimester prenatal exposure to ADHD and autism. So pregnant women, they clean their clothes in this garbage, and they're wearing the clothes, and it's getting absorbed into their skin, it's going into their blood system, and it's going right into the blood system of their fetuses. So maybe all the people marching around to protect fetuses could get interested in that. Of course, we know that will never happen. All right, natural fragrances. Natural fragrance doesn't necessarily mean safe. In a study of analyzing 25 top-selling products, those with so-called organic and natural fragrances emitted just as many hazardous chemicals as conventional products with fragrance. So if you suspected that those organic and natural labels were total bullshit, your suspicions were correct. Most natural fragrance / essential oils and detergents are processed with solvents because it is less expensive than distillation. In other words, they do it the cheap and dirty way. They're not putting fine, refined, distilled French essential oils in the products they're selling you. They're putting in solvent-created essential oils. The VOCs from the solvents were present in every product tested in the study. So if they use solvents to pull out the essential oils, those solvents, which are petrochemicals, are going into the laundry soap, going into the cloth, going into the skin, and going into your blood system and finding their way into all your different organs, your liver, your kidney, your brain, your lungs, your heart. And imagine the damage that does to an infant or a small child. In addition, linoneum and other terpenes such as pine and citrus oil react with ozone in the surrounding air to create secondary pollutants such as formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, acetone, and ultrafine particles. These can be particularly an issue on high ozone alert days. Now, here's something I didn't know, and I got conned. Unscented detergents. Be aware that unscented versions of products are typically the same as the fragranced version. They don't have a scent thanks to an additional masking chemical. Okay, optical brighteners. Most laundry detergents contain optical brighteners, which are formulated to intentionally remain in the clothes. They leave a residue on the clothes that reflects light and makes the clothes look brighter with more vivid colors. These toxic chemicals are constantly in contact with the skin and are breathed in through the lungs. Optical brighteners have the capacity to make skin become photoreactive and more sensitive to sun exposure. Many people develop sun irritation, skin irritation, and rashes from exposure to optical brighteners, not to mention they are toxic to fish and cause bacterial mutations. Now, I'm going to struggle to pronounce this, but we'll try. Nonylphenol. Ethoxylates, NPEs. This group of inexpensive, non-ionic surfactant petroleum chemicals, has already been banned. This stuff's banned in Canada and the European Union, but it's still found in the good old USA. NPEs are endocrine disruptors that adversely affect physical function and fetal development. Infants and children are especially vulnerable to these chemicals, which are known to adversely affect neurological, immune, cardiac, kidney, and liver function as well. The Sierra Club has a nickname for NPEs, the gender bender chemical. NPEs are frequently considered to be biodegradable, but the truth is they slowly biodegrade into even more toxic compounds, profoundly interfering with the hormones of fish and shellfish, which you'll later eat. Even Walmart has listed NPEs as one of the three chemicals they're asking suppliers to phase out. Let's rewind that. Walmart, which sells garbage from every corner of the world without consideration for the health effect it has on human beings, is worried enough about this stuff that they're asking suppliers, to phase it out. In other words, you may take 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years to phase it out. So it's so bad that even Walmart's concerned. Okay, bleach. AKA sodium hypochlorite. Bleach is involved in more household poisonings than any other chemical. Sodium hypochlorite and other cleaning chemicals such as fragrances and surfactants react to generate chlorinated VOCs, which are very toxic and are considered human carcinogens. Chlorinated compounds are admitted use. As it flows down the drain, bleach can produce organochlorines, which are endocrine disruptors, neurotoxic, and carcinogenic.
There's still more bad news to come before we get to the good news, but right now we need to take a break. Yes, here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah. Anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacy Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. And I tell you what, we are deep into a topic that we all need to give an ear to. And I know that there are a lot of products out there and a lot of people that are doing and selling some great lines. And we will look into that next week because This is a topic that definitely needs to be broadcasted and mastered. We need to find out the ways that we are killing ourselves and stop it. Just stop it. We can do that. We don't have to spend any more money. We might even be saving ourselves money. So we're going to finish up on this podcast. And then after that, we'll have even some more solutions for you. So let's find out where we were.
Bleach is not only harmful to health, but also degrades both synthetic and natural fibers, reducing their longevity. By the way, you can use white vinegar to do a lot of what bleach does. It's actually, this is tragic, a lot of people after a flood will scrape their houses with Clorox, you know, bleach. Doesn't work. It's ineffective. Highly toxic, makes money for Clorox, but it's ineffective. White vinegar does a superior, vastly superior job. All right, I'm going to struggle with this one too. Linear alkyl benzene sulfonates, LAS. These synthetic petrochemicals are normally listed as anionic surfactants on labels and are one of the most common surfactants in use. During their production process, carcinogenic and reproductive toxins such as benzene are released into the environment. They also biodegrade slowly, making them a hazard in the environment. The amount of LAS used in detergents may vary to as high as, you ready for this? 30% of the total weight of the product. So this stuff releases benzenes when it's made, and it degrades, when it biodegrades, it leaves an even more hazardous chemical. And it's possibly using one-third, it's possibly 30% of the weight of the detergent you're using. Phosphates. Phosphates are the main cleaning ingredient in many detergents and household cleaners because they break down dirt particles and remove stains by softening the water and allowing suds to form, which enhances the cleaning power of the detergent. However, there are human health problems as well as major environmental hazards associated with phosphates. Phosphate residues on items that have been cleaned with phosphate-containing detergents have been known to cause nausea, diarrhea, and skin irritation. Phosphates are persistent, too. They remain active even after wastewater treatment processes and end up in rivers and lakes, where they act as a toxic fertilizer. In the water system, they increase algae growth and suffocate salmon and other aquatic life, literally starving them of oxygen. As the algae die, they release poisons that further deplete the waterways of oxygen. That's phosphates. Here's something you'll see a lot on shampoos, all kinds of personal care products and detergents. Sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS, and sodium laureth sulfate, SLES, and ammonium lauryl sulfate, ALS, are commonly used in many detergents and act as surfactants and emulsifiers, giving the detergent foaming abilities. Over 16,000 research studies on SLS have shown links to irritation of the skin and eyes, organ toxicity, developmental reproductive toxicity, neurotoxicity, endocrine disruption, ectotoxicology, and biochemical or cellular changes, and even cancer. Thank you, Procter & Gamble. Can you take more? I mean, I hope it's clear. You got to be getting your laundry detergent from health food stores, and you have to be very sensible even about buying it there. You cannot be buying the Procter & Gamble Johnson & Johnson supermarket trash. Okay, 1,4-dioxin, also called dioxin or diethylene oxide. Dioxin is a byproduct of ethoxylation, an inexpensive shortcut process companies use to produce sulfur sudsier detergents. It's not even added intentionally, but is an extremely common ingredient in detergents, appearing in about two-thirds of laundry products studied. Since it's a byproduct rather than an ingredient, it doesn't have to be listed on product labels. Okay? I cannot stress this enough to you. Even if you're savvy and you read the labels and you know what everything in that garbage is, they can have things in food products, in personal care products, in laundry products that aren't even listed. Now, the state of California considers it a cancer-causing substance, can be toxic to your brain and central nervous system, kidney, liver, and respiratory system. The U.S. federal regulation system considers dioxin's potency to be equivalent to or greater than many pesticides dangerous to humans. Detergents contaminated with 1,4-dioxane may have traces of other contaminants, including formaldehyde, nitrosamines, and phthalates. The National Institute of Health, NIH, considers even trace amounts to be cause for concern, and the EPA has classified dioxin as a Class B possible carcinogen. And do you remember what I said earlier? It's in 2/3 of all laundry products. When you use a laundry detergent contaminated with dioxane, it goes everywhere. It never breaks down. Water filters can't remove it, and it isn't biodegradable. To avoid 1,4-dioxane, the Organic Consumer Association, OCA, recommends avoiding products with indications of ethoxylation. Look for the following suffixes in the ingredient lists. And again, they're all about tricking you. So if you see something called myrrh, olef, loreth, cetiareth, anything with an ETH, that's a warning sign. PEG, a warning sign. Polyethylene, polyethylene glycol, polyoxyethylene, warning sign. Oxenol, sodium laureth, sodium sulfate, which you will find, I believe, in your shampoo. Petroleum distillates, a.k.a. naphthas. These are solvents used to dissolve dirt, grease, grime, and they have been linked to mucous membrane damage, lung damage, and inflammation, asthma, and cancer. They are derived from synthetic crude oil. And last but not least, phenols. Phenol is recognized as being so toxic that people who are hypersensitive to it could experience death or serious side effects at very low exposures. It is rapidly absorbed and can cause toxicity throughout the entire body, wreaking havoc on the central nervous system, heart, blood vessels, lungs, and kidneys. Now, here's the conclusion. Don't let this laundry list of chemicals leave you feeling overwhelmed and concerned for your health and the health of your family. There are easy steps you can take to immediately improve your air quality and the nature of the toxins that are on your skin. We recommend starting with 3 simple changes to protect your family's health and environment. Always read your labels. Ditch any products with harmful ingredients. And replace what you need with safer products. Now, I'm not really wanting to do a pitch for this company, but since they are taking the time to explain to us what is healthy and what is unhealthy, I will tell you that you should look into their products. And it's called Branch Basics. B-A-R-N-C-H B-A-S-I CS, Branch Basics, and they have a number of different products, but you could probably find other products too with research. But you've got to know, the supermarket, everything in there is toxic garbage. So you're not going to find anything safe or healthy in the laundry section of the supermarket, except for baking soda and some other products, and I'm drawing a blank. Well, white vinegar and borax, believe it or not. Those are old school cleaning methods that are a lot less dangerous, or not even a fraction as dangerous as laundry soap. So, you know, we're seeing an explosion of all kinds of degenerative diseases. Diabetes, cancer, neurogenitive diseases. Where are they coming from? Well, people say the air we breathe, the air in your house. Air pollution in your house can be 6 to 10 times the worst air pollution outside your house. So I hope this has alerted you, maybe alarmed you. But hopefully informed you that these things are not a joke. They're not trivial. They're not to be taken lightly. We are not being protected. We are not being informed. We are being actively lied to. These are multi-billion dollar markets. And these companies like Procter & Gamble own the news media. So you will never hear about any of this from the mainstream news media. So share this recording with people. Do your own research. And you may find all kinds of minor problems you had start to clear up when you get these toxins out of your house.
I tell you what. Whew. You may have to listen to that a few times. I certainly did, because he gets a little bit heavy into some long name chemicals. But the bottom line is they're chemicals. And I was taking notes, and because I've listened to it, you know, once or twice before, my mind was starting to extract from different areas. Whoa, wait a minute. Like, here's one, for instance. The side effects that he mentioned from these exposures to the chemicals of laundry detergent, things like that, were the same side effects you hear on TV on pharmaceutical medications. Even death can occur. So my mind went, wait a minute. The petro industry, well, we fully know that there's not a pharmaceutical, which is a pharmacide, that part of it being the definition of a pharmaceutical pill has some type of petroleum byproduct in it. One is not made without the other. Or I should say the pill's not made without the petroleum byproduct. Now, here we have an industry, the petroleum industry, and I took some notes once again. In 1916, that's when Germany was at war, and they needed the fats. They needed to create bombs, and isn't it odd that they needed something from nature to make a bomb with? Okay? Well, nature can help us, and nature can heal us, and nature can also be weaponized. Isn't that something? We do it all the time. So the very things that can save us, some powers that be, or let's just say the corporations, found out that, hey, we need to sequester these products. We need to get the fats, and we'll replace you something here with some of our byproducts of our petroleum industry that is up and coming. So the petroleum industry has a chokehold on life itself, if you think about it, because they're all into the pharmaceutical industry. Now, as you can see, you need a little petrol just to get around town if you're driving a car. Petroleum is a transportation product. But here, now today we talked about the unregulated industry. Get that through your mind. No regulations. So you really don't know what byproducts are in there, or we'll just give you a couple nice fancy names. Sodium sulfate. All kind of sounds cushy and smooth, but they're endocrine disruptors. They poison your body. Now, also, I was making some other connections because this endocrine system, it has everything to do with your hormonal system. If your hormonal system is out of whack, what might arise from that? A plethora of possibilities. Would that not give rise to some of the outrageous increase in numbers of the gay population, of our desire to want to change sex? I don't know. I'm postulating. I'm throwing it out there. Was it as high as it was before the 1950s? Probably not. Were our hormonal systems way more balanced back then? Absolutely so. So this endocrine disruptor, we're wearing it, we're breathing it, we're smelling it, we're drinking it. We have plastic bottles that are wrapped around our water. It is ubiquitous in our society. So, yeah, you get overwhelmed. You're like, oh, Jesus, just kill me now, please. Well, no. There's plenty. As you heard him say, there are alternatives. First off, these alternatives you can internally take. White vinegar, pretty safe. Baking soda, pretty darn safe. Borax, have you ever heard of borax? 20-mil borax? That's old school stuff. Do you know that this borax is also used by some people who do supplementation, I use it, to help increase one's boron levels, a naturally earth substance from, I forget, it's out there, Arizona somewhere, 20 mules. The old story is that they would pull out this long trail of carts carrying out this borax, 20 mule borax. Anyway, it's used as a supplement. So, I can use it as a supplement and I can clean my clothes and it's not harming me. That's an easy choice to make. And it's cheaper. That's a no-brainer right there. So, also covering this endocrine disruptor hormonal imbalance deal, another light went off. It's like, wow, okay. That gives one of the reasons why the HGH gel cream that we talked about one or two podcasts ago, Mark Garrett was here and Scott called in as well. But some of the results are so quickly gained because we are constantly keeping our hormonal system stressed out of balance, at bay, and now we have a product that helps to balance your hormonal system. Yeah, how quickly does that take effect? Well, for these guys, pretty fast. Now, many others, it may take much longer. They could be way more depleted. So it's kind of like, how much water do you need to put in the well before the well can start pumping water back out, the priming? So, you know, how much does your body need to be primed before you begin to feel the effects and the results? Would also be is how toxic are you? And if you're so toxic, you can't get the good stuff in because the bad stuff is surrounding you. So we're in an industry that's unregulated. You don't know what's in there. You need to take a hold of it. You need to take a hold of your health by saying, okay, this is how I'm going to clean my clothes. This is what I'm going to wash with. This is how I'm going to clean my house. Actually, this is what I'm going to wash on my hair. Or, yeah, when I wash my hair. Because if they're not ingredients that I can't internally eat, then they're not ingredients I want on my body. Now, being male, I have not had the exposure that most females have to more toxins. What do you mean, Stace? Well, I don't use makeup. I don't use lipstick. And I don't use a lot of the additional products that many females are trained to use. Oh, you got to have your skin nice, and you got to have your firmer, and your this, and your anti-aging serum, and all those kind of things. Well, look in those ingredients. Many of those ingredients would be the same ingredients that were listed earlier. And you're daily applying this to your skin. The level and load of toxins are what bring us sickness, disease, ill health. Okay, enough of all that. Hey, give me some fixes. Give me some help. Number one fix. We've talked about it many times before. I really like the far infrared sauna. You sit in it, zip it up, cool air is at your face. The rest of your body is surrounded by heat. This heat pulls out some of the endocrine disruptors. It pulls out heavy metals. It pulls out plastics. It pulls out so many different toxins. It's amazing. So as you clean your body up, it only makes sense that you feel better. Now, another one, and many rat studies, and there's some human studies, but there are studies, David Wolf talked about this too, just by simply using activated charcoal increases the longevity of your life. Why? Activated charcoal, which is used in all hospitals and emergency rooms throughout the United States, I think elsewhere as well, but it's known to absorb toxins. So if you are rushed to the hospital and you drug overdose or whatever, the first thing that you're given is activated charcoal, liquid form or whatever. So activated charcoal is a very, very inexpensive, easy product to get a hold of and to use on a regular basis. So the exposures that we have outside of our body and thus internally get internal can be swept out. Activated charcoal is an excellent product of that. And be sure to drink a lot of water because it pulls stuff out. Let me see here. We talked about boron. Boron is the borax. That helps. I soak in a tub of borax, of the white vinegar, and baking soda. And then maybe I'll soak another time in the Epsom salts. All of these are helping bring minerals into my body and pulling out some of the debris, some of the toxins, some of the endocrine disrupting toxins that are in my body. So soaking once, two, three times a week absolutely, it's necessary. Because you're wearing clothes every part of your day. You're underneath a sheet. You're always exposed. So what are you doing to lessen the load? What are you doing to increase your vitality? These are one of the many things I talk about. Becoming aware of your environment. Is my environment helping me up? Is it helping me thrive? Or is my environment inundated with pollution, with Wi-Fi waves and cell towers next to me, and I'm wearing clothes that may smell good, but man, they're disrupting my whole endocrine system, my whole health of my body. What about the shoes am I wearing? Am I in contact with the earth? Do I want to be in contact with the earth? As I stated in the very beginning, how many seconds, how many minutes a day are you in your natural state? Are you just bare naked? And that one, I wanted you to, that's your homework, is to notice. But your other homework is how many minutes, especially throughout the winter time, how many minutes a day, hours would be great, but minutes, are you spending outside? Doesn't matter whether the sun is out or if it's snowing. Doesn't matter the weather. How many minutes are you spending outside? Because if you just heard at the end of this guy's report, the internal air can be up to 6 times more polluted than the external, than the air outside. And here we are, just being homebodies, sticking around our laundry. It's crazy. But we have the capacity to make such huge changes. And we don't have to make a big break in our schedule, a big financial chunk. No, you just make a choice from A and choice to B. More simpler products, holistic products. These products will not kill you. They will help you on your journey of healing. Whew, that's all I have to give you today, because I'm going to go home and make sure all my cleaning products are simple. Now, I like colognes and perfumes and all that kind of stuff. And have you ever been exposed to a perfume that just instantly gave you a headache? Yeah. Well, now you kind of wonder what was in there. It must not have been right. So I tell you, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your attention. And like I said, in 2019, a lot of things are going to really improve, even though it may look like it's not. This is where improvement happens, is at the apex of stress. That's when you evolve, is when the pressure is on you. You don't evolve sitting on your couch with your remote control in your hand, just flipping through channels. You evolve when you're pushed up against the wall, when you can't breathe no more. When you figure out there's got to be a better way, there are tons of better ways. But until you're ready, yeah, you're just going to be comfortable kicking back and soaking up the toxins. So until then, next time, detox here at talktainmentradio.com. It's the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard.
greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.